on our show August 22, 2011, and then we'll come back to our conversation.
Psychopath, that seems to be talked about quite a bit. I don't know who wrote the book, but I heard her on NPR talking about basically how many psychopaths there are around us, and I'm not sure. I haven't read her book, and I don't know exactly if I agree with that, and there's another term called sociopath, but I think you could basically interchange them. Psychopath, sociopath is pretty much the same thing. And in the DSM, which is our psychologist, it's a diagnostic and statistical manual that we use to diagnose. We have labels. And basically what it is, it's kind of a shorthand for us to understand each other and what we're talking about. And these diagnoses come along with a lot of symptoms and questions of symptoms, which help us begin to categorize certain people in areas so we know how to treat them. Although a psychopath you really can't treat, because all the research shows that they're really, it's hard to touch them. They don't really change much, but they're really people who lack a conscience. They're really don't show any sign of empathy, the ability to put themselves in the place of another. They engage in behavior that harms others, and they don't seem to have any feeling of guilt or remorse, and they rarely ever consider risks to others, implicit in their actions. And now, a lot of times they have an intellectual understanding of the pro-social emotions. They understand the game, but they seem to feel no emotional bonds with others. In other words, they can act emotional. They're very manipulative. They can act ways that they think are acceptable or will get them what they want. But they really don't have much connection to the feelings. And what's really kind of great is that they can seem like perfectly decent and reasonable human beings. Some of them very meek and modest and et cetera. But then all of a sudden they can become bizarre, inappropriate, and do crazy things. So it's a kind of a strange thing. It's I guess the best way to describe it is lately they've been talking a lot about corporations having personhood, right? You've heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Corporations are persons? Well, I think we have a lot of psychopathic corporations in our country, of people who, corporations that... that really don't have much remorse or guilt over laying off people, hurting them, destroying their lives. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.